Yeah, I go home for the crowd. It's second nature, tell me what you know.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Let's Take This Online with Individual Hoos, and I have a very, very special podcast today. We are with Zaina Tabara, who is a huge podcast fan, and we actually connected through podcasting, and she's been actually really helpful on either talking about my podcast, or even like helping me with some ideas, and it's been really, really helpful. And I think not just to mine, I think you're like a cool conduit, I guess, to podcasts in the region, which is awesome. So let's get into it. What got you into podcasting? Let's talk about that.
Actually, before our episode today, because I post everything on my Instagram, everything I like. So I went back to see when did I first start posting about podcasting? And it was 2017. So I got into podcasting. I don't even remember how I got into podcasting, being obsessed, but it started with like the business podcast. So I think everyone starts with how I built this. I think that was one of the first podcasts that I really loved. But after that, I just got into everything. So I'm obsessed with basically all categories and every sector, from really like high-end content to honestly very like my favorite reality show stars who have their own podcast. And through that, I got very interested in the business of podcasting. And we can talk about more about the podcast networks abroad, and then we can talk about the podcast networks in the region. Cool. I think,
that's really cool.
And Hussam, sorry just to cut you off. Go ahead. I just want to say, but Inta, I got introduced to your podcast, I think, around 5 months ago. And from the get-go, honestly, it's been great.
Out of curiosity, just I'm always wondering how people like find my podcast. How did you kind of stumble across it? Because it's not like, I know it's growing, but it's still quite small, right? So how did you kind of find it?
I, by the way, I forgot how I found it. Maybe someone posted it or shared it. I don't remember. But what I honestly, because Anna, to me, I can tell within the first like 2-3 minutes of a podcast whether I like it or not.
Fair enough.
So it was honestly how genuine you were, and even as a podcast host, there you weren't trying to like be a glossy thing or make it perfect. And what I liked, you were truly interested in the host, in the guest. And I kind of compare it to a kind of like a Dax Shepard, because I'm obsessed with Dax Shepard's podcast.
I love his podcast.
He's amazing. And he's someone, by the way, as an actor, I knew nothing. I wasn't a big fan of his before, like as an actor, but as a podcaster, he's amazing. And I think you have that same sense of curiosity. And I think we both have this, like I'm a general knowledge fanatic. And I think everyone knows, like, I get into everything. I become obsessed. I think you have that same curiosity as well.
Yeah.
And you can really tell that when you interview a guest of yours.
Like, yeah, I appreciate it. Like, I always found that the best thing you can learn is through a conversation. I kind of like to learn while I go. I don't like just to be given the information. So that's how I kind of went at it. And for me, it's just, I basically look at it that you can learn from every single person out there. I don't believe that there's even a person like you hate, you can learn from, you know what I mean? Or a person, for example, that you think is like, I don't know, not worth your time. You can still learn from that person. That's how I approached it. Especially for the last 5-6 months, I've been on this journey to learn. And for me, podcasting has been one of those. So that's, for me, it's just, I'm going to have, the way I look at it is, I'm going to talk to my guests, whether or not the camera's rolling, right? Or whether or not there's a mic in front of me. So I thought, why not just then do it and record it? That's literally the only difference, right? And one thing that podcasting does let me do, it lets me talk to people that I wouldn't talk to. Like, for example, if you hit someone and be like, hey, you want to have a conversation? A lot of people are going to be like, hey, no, right? So just because that's how people are. But if you tell someone, hey, I have a podcast, you want to come on to have a conversation, then they're more willing. So I thought about, instead of just me doing it without recording, why not just record it? And some people like it and some people don't. And that's totally fine with me. I'm not trying to appeal to every single person. I think every person will like different things, right? Obviously, someone who loves, I don't know, cooking or sports might not relate to my podcast. And that's totally fine with me.
Yeah.
We can
talk about how even I wanted to talk about this because let's see what we're in. The corona came about, and that I feel that's like kind of a pivot for a lot of people. And what kind of I felt shifted it for you when you did your solo episode. And I think prior to that, a lot of podcasters in the region, or even say I'm not a podcast actors and say media personalities, even the digital media personalities, weren't really addressing the issues that we all were really feeling.
Yeah.
So I felt fine the first, say, 3 weeks of the whole COVID lockdown. People were still kind of very positive, trying to show. And I don't want to, I'm not even judging anyone, but I felt like, you know, everyone's trying to be like, okay, you can learn how to cook, learn whatever. Because I felt you were sharing emotions a lot of us were feeling, you know, about uncertainty, about, you know, even if you have a job or not, you were sharing feelings. We all felt, but we were kind of scared to, or I don't know, kind of put it out there. So I think those were one of the episodes that I felt, honestly, that's what we need right now. More very authentic episodes.
That's what I felt. I felt that, I don't know, for some reason, content creators think people only want to hear the last or the finished product. And I don't believe that. I kind of look at it as that, first of all, I don't like the finished product. I don't like the gleaming perfection. I want to see the stubbed toe. I want to see, you know, you struggling to get there. And I feel like with this whole Corona lockdown thing, everyone is just kind of like, oh, look at me. I'm dealing with it perfectly. Life is amazing. I've lost 35 kilos. I learned 12 languages. I'm like, all right, that's cool and everything. But like, I know you didn't get there like overnight. I'm sure you freaked out, and I'm sure you had like moments where you didn't know what was going on. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about that because it took me a while to get okay with this. I'm still learning, you know? I mean, like the first week I was freaking out. I didn't know what was going on. Am I going to lose my job? Is the economy going to crash? What's going to happen? I have to pay loans. I got to do this. Me and my wife, what are we supposed to do? And like, I just wanted to voice it. And I saw just everyone talking about, you know, it was just like, you know, the rah-rah of everything being perfect. I'm like, yeah, but it's not. Even if you did get to the place where you've kind of settled, it took you a while. Maybe you got there before us. But why don't you share your journey to get there? And that'll be fun for me to learn, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how.
And Hussam, even yesterday, I just want to bring up another podcasters in the region. They're also based in Dubai, these amazing two girls. They have a podcast, Who Run the World. They also did kind of a similar episode where they did talk about the realities of one of them lost a job and one of them started a job. And it's very authentic. And by the way, Hussam, even today, I was thinking, because I think about podcasts and where it could be heading in, say, the next couple of months. And I think a lot of podcasters who are used to producing, say, scripted content, whether it's here or internationally, I think this has to change. And even I've been listening to a lot of even podcasts abroad. They've kind of changed their whole programming. And they're doing content maybe more regularly and more in tune with what's going on. And I think it's kind of hard to do kind of scripted podcasts that you can think, you know what I mean? I think any creators who want to do podcasts, you should think of doing easygoing podcasts. It doesn't have to be perfect, not the perfect intro, the perfect outro, the perfect sound. I think this is the time we do need to hear more real podcast episodes. And we are hearing that even with big podcasters. And what I like about it, especially I want to bring up Dax Shepard and Mark Maron and Conan O'Brien, they are doing more authentic episodes, which I kind of like.
This is what I always tell people, especially people who are you know, are listening and or watching right now on Instagram, about making content. Like when I first started thinking about it, I started looking at all the excuses to get to making a perfect podcast. I'm like, I can't start a podcast now. I don't have good mic, or my camera sucks, and then I'm like, realize like all this is just kind of like me make excuses. And if I just get started, you kind of just get and learn with it, right? So literally, the first podcast I recorded was done on my like those Apple earphones, like not even the AirPods, before the AirPods came out, and it wasn't that good. And I put it out there. I'm like, let's just see what happens, and that's kind of how I got rolling. Only now, what maybe a bit less than a year later, do I have like a camera and lighting and all. I worked my way. I did almost a year of just like recording it, you know, in terms of like very bare boned, you know, like very very few pieces of equipment really. And everything I got was free. Like I use a software called OBS to record. I upload everything on Anchor. They're both free. This mic was my first mic. I still have it. I think I got it for $30. So I think it's quite easy to get started there. And I think people just get, you know, just talking about what you're going through is content. You don't need to have that perfection. And funny enough, we were talking about this recently. I got a comment saying, oh, you know, Hussam, your podcast is imperfect or it's whatever. And I'm like, that's okay. And I think that's kind of where I am. And I even started out my podcast, my first maybe 30 episodes where I would actually have like bullet points. Or the first one was like full scripted and I hated it. I'm like, I don't want a script. It doesn't work for me. And then a few of them were like, you know, bullet points and all that. And then I kind of got to the place where I'm just want to wing it and I'm happy winging it. But not everyone can, like, maybe people find that difficulty. Like, I just kind of learned. And I think my, I don't know what's the word for it. My ability as a, you know, as a speaker or as a, not a speaker, as an interviewer has gone better over time. I'm sure the first time I recorded it, it wasn't that great.
Yeah. And by the way, Hassam, and I'm being very honest, I'm one of those people who overthinks everything.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to start a podcast for like, I think, I remember actually a year ago in Feb, I was in New York and I was there. I'm like, oh my God, perfect time to start a podcast. I'm in New York. I'm like, and I'm like, okay, I need to get the perfect equipment. I never did that. Even when I came back, I got my condenser mic and I kind of analyzed, oh my God, how am I going to edit the audio? Everything, you know, and I even did the cover art, but it's just kind of, okay, trying to make it perfect. And I did it. I'm like, okay, this is amazing. Okay. I'm going to launch. And it's just that kind of, which I think it's amazing to see also from you. Do you have, I don't know, maybe I have it, maybe other people, that fear of putting yourself out there. Like, how did you, I don't know if you had that fear, I think it's interesting to see how people, okay, you know, I'm just going to put myself out there.
Yeah. I was always the person that was really scared of like putting my face up all the time. Like, even like taking Instagram stories or pictures on Instagram, I was not that active. And I work in digital media, right? I work in digital advertising, funny enough. It's all very ironic. But I was always like, not, I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. And then, but the thing is, once you get started, you just get fine with it. But like, you just have to like, just do it. It's going to be cringy. You're going to cringe at yourself for a bit and then it's okay. We actually just got an awesome question about the impact of COVID on podcasts. For me, it was my companion during commuting. Now, but now because you don't commute, you don't have that. I definitely agree. I think, I think for me,
and we spoke about this, Hassam.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that because of the whole situation, for me, my podcasting was perfect for my drive, right? I would drive 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon, and podcasting was there. I would consume at least an hour, and then you consume at work a bit. And now it's like, I am consuming less. What are you doing about with podcasts?
Anna, by the way, even I realized, even because of me, Anna, I used to consume podcasts everywhere, in the car, going, walking in the mall. Like, I'm like, you know what? I like to walk and just listen everywhere. Anna, I realized even the last 2 weeks, my consumption has gone down and what I listen to has changed completely. And this is interesting because I realize what we listen to is obviously in parallel with the realities we're going through. So I used to listen to a lot, Yanni. I still have them, but I don't have time to listen to them. I have a bunch of like scripted, in-depth, like historical podcasts. You know, it's episode by episode. Like I'm listening to the one about Apollo 13. But I realize now I'm leaning towards more podcasts about what's going on now, like more business podcasts. Even by the way, stuff with interviewing, say, like the Dax Shepherd's podcast or any other podcast, I'm not listening to the things I usually do. So I'm listening more to business podcasts about what's going on now.
Okay.
Tech entrepreneur, they're like analyzing the situation because I don't know, because every time I'm listening to the podcast I used to, I don't feel that's the reality we're living in. And even podcasts about, say, successful entrepreneurs, I feel things are completely changing. So stuff I'm listening to about how to be successful, I think that has shifted completely. So yeah, so and like I said, I feel I don't consume as much as I used to. And I think this brings up the point of maybe, you know, this is the time to create shorter content, but more regularly, you know, like, hey, you know, three times a week, mabadif, like 10-minute podcast.
Maybe podcasters can capitalize on the fact that they're home. We actually have Ahmed Hijazi on the... He's with us on live. Yeah. He's from Podio.
Yeah.
Shout out to Podio.
Yeah.
And by the way, my podcast is on Podio. So there you go, Ahmed.
They're a great company.
There's your shout out, Ahmed. And
And I recommend everyone. Yeah. Everyone's like, I want to start my own podcast. Anyone in Lebanon, like, I want to start my own podcast. I'm like, go to Get Podio. They're amazing. They'll, you know, they're so helpful and genuine. So they're a great team.
Yeah, man, they're great. Ahmed reached out to me and he's been super helpful. Yeah. So Ahmed basically said that he's actually seeing something different on COVID. Like, Ahmed, if there's any study you guys are going to release, please do. I'd love to see a study on what you guys are seeing of the current situation. Personally, for me, is so still, even though I'm working from home, so it's still working, I am consuming, I'm still trying to consume audio content, but most of my the content I'll consume will be on YouTube now. So I'll watch a podcast, they'll be like on YouTube, like, you know, Joe Rogan's or Chris D'Elia's or one of those guys. And I'm listening to a few, like I listen to Matt D'Elia and Malcolm Gladwell's podcast on the regular. So I still do listen to them.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite podcast right now? Or a few of the favorite podcasts you're listening? Let's take it regionally and let's take it globally.
Okay. So regionally, by the way, this is just all personal stuff. So if I don't mention the network, it's nothing against anyone. It's just, regionally, I'm loving all the networks, but I think, for example, Current and Cultures are doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, they're killing. And, I think we could count them global now, right? I don't know.
They're global, and what's amazing, and Hassan, what's amazing, their most recent, say, two shows, NM and Ebba, I can't wait to see, brands should work with podcasts, even startups. And on their recent two shows, they've had Iowa as a sponsor in their two big shows. I think that's great. Regionally, obviously, your podcast. Thamania. I love Thamania's content. Thamania is a Saudi content. Company. They're doing a great job, and they're very, because they're kind of like the Vice, I feel, of the Middle East, but Vice of Saudi, because they're doing amazing documentaries, amazing podcasts. So they're doing the whole thing, and very and I like more not seeing serious content, but it's scripted, very very cool content, and I really like them. Who else is there? Finial, you know, they're, I think, one of the pioneers who, you know,
Finial's good.
Are doing,
I like Finial, I like the team over there, I know them personally.
Globally, okay, there's a lot. I have a thing for true crime podcasts. Like, that's one of like the three podcasts when I first started listening.
Obsession to the point.
Like,
was it
are you listening
podcast,
to the new
one? Last Podcast on the Left, what it's called? It's a horror. It's like a true crime horror podcast. I think it's called Last Podcast on the Left. I think so.
Yeah,
that's quite good.
And I think true crime, that's one of the first thing I started listening to, because I'm upset. not in a dark way, but I'm really fascinated by serial killers and all that, but not in a
twisted
way.
I think all of us are obsessed with serial killers. Okay. I don't even know why. I mean,
yeah,
love to watch those.
So true crime. And then I'm going to tell you what I've been listening to, say, the last 3 weeks. Rico Decode with Kara Swisher and Scott Galloway. Kara Swisher was one of the first tech journalists in Silicon Valley, and Scott Galloway he started several startups. He's very fascinating to listen to. So they've been doing, they started their podcast once a week, and now they're doing it three times a week. And they go very in depth of what's going on. They take it sector by sector and what's going on in COVID. So I really like listening to them. So I'm listening mostly now to tech and business. And honestly, one of the ones that I really loved from last year, and I recommend everyone to listen to it, it's called Utopia.
Yeah, you told
Utopian.
Me about it.
Ugh, amazing. It's someone, she studies how through civilization, people have been trying to create utopian societies. So it's a really good historical thing if you like that type of thing.
I want to jump into a topic that you touched upon, and it's one that you're very adamant about, is how brands should work with podcasts. You had a great post, and for those who haven't seen, check out Z's page, about how Lexus teamed up with Malcolm Gladwell. And they did a whole podcast. What are your thoughts about how, because especially in our region, it's still very new, and clients have only started getting into it. I mean, I've had a few clients reach out to me, ask me questions, or people from other agency groups ask me questions, because like they know I'm in the podcast world. It's still very new. I don't know if people know how to go about it. Most of what I've seen is that we're kind of treating, or the region is kind of treating podcasts as almost like radio ads. I've gotten a lot of questions about that, but it's not. It's a very different kind of format. So how do you think businesses should approach podcasts? How should we utilize podcasts as a business?
I think brands, like, especially now, by the way, I don't think brands, say a couple of months ago, have been looking seriously into podcasting. I think now is a perfect time. I think people, brands are basically rethinking everything, marketing budgets, what goes to what. And I think podcasts, especially for startups or young companies or e-commerce brands, I think this is a great way to partner with podcasts. And I think number one, either create a branded, a whole, say, like five, like 10 episodes, like similar to Malcolm Gladwell and Lexus. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And it's, and by the way, this is what I'm trying to say. When brands work with podcasters, there doesn't have to be this kind of like, you know, try to, you know, it doesn't have to be really be there. You know what I mean? It's okay. Say it, you know, I'm working with this brand. And especially even with the Iowa, how you can see even with the Currently Cultures, how they worked with Iowa, they made the intro suit their brand. So I think brands should work with podcasters, but they should let the podcasters do whatever they want to do, whether that's a brand insertion somewhere, whether they want to take over a podcast. And for example, especially now, the amount of podcast ideas brands can do is amazing. I think for now, a lot of the e-commerce, like if I was an e-commerce brand, an e-commerce platform in Saudi, or an e-commerce brand, I would create a whole podcast. I'd reach out to some, you know, yeah, young podcasters, you know, do about how your experience, amazing, and a personalized approach about how to do shopping online in a fun way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Each episode can be 5 minutes. So I think every brand, and by the way, for example, Shahid can do their own podcast, similar to Netflix's. Netflix has a thing where they analyze every week. They get a bunch of directors from each of the different shows and analyze the content. I think, and especially we saw that now with Tiger King from Netflix, yeah, the accompanying podcast is like doing insane. There's a podcast all dedicated to Tiger King. So I think a lot of brands can use, and by the way, like you discussed, the idea of video and audio at the same time, so they can kill two birds with one stone. Yeah. Record a cool video and have it as a podcast as well. Yeah. And sorry, Hassan, I'm rambling on.
Okay.
This even, by the way, I know that we don't have much of a driving culture, but من قبل كمان, so many people there in Saudi, for example, a lot of young Saudis are Uber drivers now. They work in coffee shops. They're everywhere. So the idea of audio consumption has increased tremendously, you know?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, getting back to Ahmed from Podio, maybe by the way that the analytics or the podcast consumption trends in the Middle East is different from the US, because the US, it is going down, podcast consumption in the US, but maybe it's the opposite here, where it's going up, which is great. And I think we need to create maybe a platform for podcasters, like similar to, we have like film platforms. I think podcast has to be taken like that for brands to take it seriously, you know?
Ahmed dropped some interesting insights. He goes, I don't advise brands to create branded podcasts that they'll not commit to after a couple episodes, which I agree. We see that a lot. Rather partner up with established podcasters, deliver a unique journey to us, just like what Lexus did with Malcolm Gladwell. Instead of creating their own, they partner up with a podcaster who knows how to fit it into their schedules. A great point there by Ahmed is that you do see brands who want to get into it, but they think it's gonna be like a one-off, or I'm gonna run it for a couple of weeks, or you know, a couple episodes, and then they kind of lose it. Because think about it this way: when I used to be a client, I understand I was on the client side, I don't have the time of day to sit there and create content as a client side marketeer. Right, it's not going to work. Or you're not going to hire someone in-house, right? Because I just don't see clients doing that either. So then utilize an already existing content creator. Guys, for the ones who are just recently joined and don't know what we're talking about, I should have pinned something. That's a good learning for next time. We're talking about all things podcasts, favorite podcasts, marketing of podcasts, starting podcasts. Whoever, just as questions or insights, please drop through. Ahmed's from Podio is also here. He's been dropping tons of insights for us. So appreciate that, Ahmed. And that's basically what we are talking about. We were just outlining, utilizing podcasts as a business. And I completely understand what Ahmed said. That was a very crucial point you said. And definitely to utilize that. Yeah, go ahead.
Hassam, and also I think that during the Corona lockdown, I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people to start their own podcasts. And by the way, the one thing people don't, I think it's hard to Understand. And even this was the team, this is also the similar to when the whole YouTube phenomena started. It is about consistency. Yeah. It is about, you know, making sure. And I think this is, you know, when even I discuss with a lot of people who are interested in doing a podcast and this idea of, oof, it's going to be, I know I have to think long term. I have to, you know, so consistency is the number one thing, you know.
I completely agree. The best thing I ever did. The best thing I ever did, I'm going to tell people who are thinking about creating content, was create mass content. I hoarded content. Yeah. I create a huge amount. So I was recording. I'm an obsessive personality, so maybe I'm different from the rest. Mm-hmm. But when I first started creating podcasts, I would record 6 episodes a week. So I would sit down Saturday from 9 a.m. to, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 p.m. and record episode after episode after episode. And then I got to the point I had so much content, I started releasing. First, I started releasing my podcast at 1 a week. And then I did 2 episodes a week. And then I did 3. And the second I did 3 episodes a week, the numbers skyrocketed. People started. So there is something to do with, like Gary Vee says all the time, it goes quantity over quality sometimes. And this is a case where you can go quantity. And this is why I did.
You're only going to build it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so good that even today, what are we're in April now, I still have content from October 2019 that I haven't released yet. I just haven't caught up to my content. I'm still catching up to my content. So in times like this where I need content and maybe I'm not able to record, or I don't know, maybe I don't have enough things, I could always just reach out to my archives and pull a piece of content. So I always tell people this, if you can record videos or audio or whatever, take a day a week and just record mass. It saved me such a headache in terms of always looking for content.
This is the number one thing, consistency. And like you said, if you do it over and over again, you get better. And even my favorite podcasters, I think when I started listening to them, they weren't my favorite podcasters. It was like, oh, okay. But then subconsciously, as I see it on my feed, you start listening more and more, and it grows on you. So also, it's a great thing. And Hussein, talking about that, because Ramadan is coming up, and I don't know if a lot of brands, you know, I'm sure they invested in a lot of different marketing activities. But and even for now, Ramadan coming up, this is a perfect time for any of the podcast networks to work with their podcast talent to create some sort of daily Ramadan content, like 10-minute tidbits, like, you know, or 5-minute tidbits. I don't know what. Like, this is the perfect time. People always before, like, they walk like for like half an hour, you know. So any food, I think FMCGs, this is the perfect time, you know. Do something 30 days, 30 something, you know, because everything is changing. And even this is a bit off podcasting, but even I was thinking how a lot of production companies, I'm sure they were recording till now for Ramadan content. I'm sure they have to, like, kind of, okay, what are we going to do? So the way of shifting how people want, what type of content they want. And I don't think it's all about influencers. And, you know, because a lot of me and my friends, we've been talking about this, like, do you think, you know, how our connection with influencers has changed during this COVID thing. So I'm like, no, and they're like, do you think influencers will go? I'm like, no, I don't think influencers will go, but what type of influencers we follow is different. I think we're going to start following people who are more authentic, who are telling real stories, not, you know, it's not more, about image and perfection. And I think people, I've seen this thing, when I hear real things, I think people are tired of influencers who have nothing. And by the way, I love a lot of beauty and fashion influencers. I follow a lot, but even fashion and beauty influencers, some of them do have more deep content that they talk about. So this is, I think, a shift we're seeing, where I don't think influencers are going away, but I think we're going to see a different type of influencers, and even within, say, podcasting influencers, you know?
Look, I agree.
So
I agree.
Is, I think,
I think, especially in the first days of Instagram, we saw that, you know, that it was the day of filters. Remember those days where everything was so heavily filtered because everyone was trying to get that perfect content, you know? And I think today we're shifting away from that. I think people want real content. People want authentic content. And I think this is where podcasting really comes in. But this is why I like my style of content. Like, obviously, I'm biased towards it, right? But I kind of like it because I'm just recording me. This is me learning. This is me talking. And I like that. And that's why I love watching people like Joe Rogan and people like Theo Vaughn, especially people like Theo Vaughn, who really go up and just talks about his emotions. And he talks about how his whole life he wasn't emotional. Now he's learning to become a more emotional creature. And you have Joe Rogan, who talks about how he's not even a little bit as smart as the people he has on his podcast, but he wants to learn.
I like when he does,
And that's kind of where I that's where I lean to, and because that's how I am as a consumer of content, that's kind of how I want to go about creating my content. And again, to people who are listening and watching, is if you want to create content, go ahead, man. Don't wait for it to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what? If you talk about yourself learning about how to start a podcast, that is a good podcast content. If you talk about yourself, hey, I don't know. If you talk about how you're feeling that your podcast should be perfect and then it makes you feel anxious, that is good content for your podcast. You get my point? It's about the process, not the end result. So if we kind of all focus there, I think you got the you just got your content right there. You don't even have to worry about creating anything. You just have to put a camera on and talk. And I think Ahmed was saying that if you have, agree with Hassan on mass content, if you have capabilities to produce daily short content, you'll skyrocket, but that being not feasible for most podcasts. Ahmed, I disagree with you. I think every person has 3 or 4 hours on a weekend that they kill on their phone or gaming or watching Netflix. Coming from a guy who was the king of wasting time, if you take those 3-4 hours and just record for 3 hours, you could, that's like that's content for months. So I think everyone could do it. I think we just
had some. I wanted to say, oh my God, I had to. I was, there's something on the top of my head.
That space. Anyway,
I just said, oh my God. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, I remembered. So even because I love following the business of podcasts, and as you know, Gimlet Media sold to Spotify for like hundreds of millions. And what's amazing when you listen to the first show of Gimlet Startup. It actually talks about the first episode. The first show wasn't even about anything. It was about how they were on the journey of starting Gimlet. So it was all live recordings of how they're getting funding for Gimlet to do their podcast company. So it's a very thing.
That's awesome.
And it's a great episode. And Fa'ana, I love these, like I said, these podcasts. There's even Parcast, which also sold to Spotify, and they do scripted true crime, which is an amazing company as well. And well, actually, and then there's another one. One of my favorite, we're talking about favorite shows. Sorry, I can't believe I forgot this. Wondery. Wondery does the best business shows ever. And the last one I listened to now, I recommend everyone, they do these like 5-episode series called Business Wars, and each, say, 5 episodes concentrate on a different business. So their latest one was Starbucks versus Dunkin'. It's amazing. Like I binge watch all of those. They have amazing, cool things. So that's one of the companies that I really
have. You heard recently?
Really
there's
like.
One. There's one that came across my radar called Entail, Entale. Do you know them?
No. So are they a network also?
So it's like a Spotify, I think, but they're trying to do is bring in other mediums into the podcast. So for example, you open it up and then you can have like images that appear depending on where you section, or maybe even like links to outside one. But I wonder if that would work, because that would entail, you, funny enough using that word, that would make you have to be on your phone while listening to the podcast. So do you lose the whole multitasking aspect of podcasts? And they've reached out to me and said, do I want to put content? I'm like, that's pretty interesting, but I don't know. Is that going to work? I don't know.
Anna, for example, Anna, I'm the type of person when I listen, you see, I wish I maybe had this functionality, because Anna, when I listen to podcasts, like I say, I like a maqta or like a segment, I have to screenshot it. And then, you know, to see what number, you know what I mean, what's the time code on it. So I feel a cool thing would be to kind of have that, like when you a cool thing where you can mark areas and segments and export it to remember it. Because I always do that. And I have to always like take screenshots. I have like a million and one screenshots.
Yeah. Funny
so
enough,
I think that
we have my boy, Chris. I'm shouting this out specifically to you. He was, I think he was episode number 1, if I'm not mistaken. Chris Chilton is in the audience somewhere. I see you.
Yeah.
And he was episode number 1. And that was an awesome episode. One of my favorite till date, because I was still trying to figure it out. I had no idea what I was doing. And Chris came on. We did like a 2.5-hour podcast. And till today is probably one of the best performing podcasts I ever did. It was that one. It's you, Chill. It's you, man. Episode number 1. Okay. This is just funny.
I love comparing first episodes. I love, by the way, all the podcasts I listen to, I love going back to their first episodes. I love it. I don't, it's just amazing to see how people start with, and that it's great.
It's so funny. I want to talk about
I'm talking about,
sorry. No, go ahead.
That's all. No, you go.
No, because while I'm on the topic of me and Chris, funny enough, I feel I was so strong that episode, and then I feel like 10 to 20 episodes after that, I wasn't as strong because I felt I was kind of desperate for people to come on, and I was reaching, and maybe there's a lot of people that this is where you learn, right? It's all about learning. I kind of, because of that, I funneled myself into this funnel of just a media podcast. Because even though Chris is in media as well, we didn't talk really anything about media. We talked about so many things in 2 hours. But after that, it was all very marketing oriented and media oriented. And then I felt I was going down a path of only being that media guy. And that's why I felt like, and that's where you start to see shifts in my content. So it's just interesting to go back and think about it. And Chris coming on live right now was reminding me of it. It's just interesting to see.
Yeah.
I was much happier with episode 1 and then maybe episode like 50. And kind of the in between was all me learning and me trying to figure out where it's about not a perfect, going back to that topic about not perfect. I mean, I had like 40 episodes, which I felt were not even close to perfect. Whereas me just trying to learn and to see where I fit in, even on my style of guest, the way I talk. So I feel like 40, 50 episodes between 1 and 60 was all pure learning. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And that's amazing because and by the way, Hassam, Anna, maybe I'll be starting a podcast soon. Who knows?
Oh, you definitely have to start a podcast now. Everyone's watching.
But Hassam, this is how serious, like, come on, I overthink this. I'm like, okay, I'm starting a podcast. What is my specialty? Do I have to, you know what I mean? I'm like, I have to be so good at one thing. I just talk about it. I really overthought, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, my background's in media. So I have to really think about, oh my God, I just have to talk about media. And you know, and I realized, but I don't think this, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I overthink it. I'm like, let me know the guests that I have to get on. They have to be so perfect, you know?
But you know, if you sit there and voice out your thoughts the way you're voicing it out now, that's a good 2 podcasts right there. For example, you know what I mean? It's that easy, and people relate to that, right? People are going to relate because I'm sure I was a person who I always was wondering, oh, what am I going to record? It has to be perfect, and then I'm like, oh, just press play and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's great.
I think we're close to wrapping it up. I just want to see if anyone on live right now has any questions. There you go. People are telling you start a podcast. There you go. You have to.
I know, by the way, I think everyone has been saying, I think I need to, I just need to get over that. Hassam, I did the cover art, you know, I'm like, oh my God, great cover art on Canva. You know, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, and I kind of like, I put it out there. I imagined it, but I'm just like, ugh, trying to be perfect. And
but like for example, my cover art up until yesterday, my cover art was a picture of me. And the whole time I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, I don't even like this picture. I'm like, I just changed it yesterday. So imagine that it took 61 episodes to me to now find the cover art that I actually really like. And for me, it was like, if I kept waiting for the cover art to be perfect, I would never have recorded 60 episodes. I'd still be on episode 1 right now. So just kind of just do it. Just press play and just talk. And you'll see, you might have a few cringy moments where you're like, but you kind of get into the flow of it. Now, oh yeah, Ahmed, I'll definitely send you my new cover art, bro. I'll send it to you right away. I'll send it to you. Hey, Shireen. It's just get started. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Just get started. Yeah. And by the way, are you gonna, like, for example, my podcast, I don't edit anything. And here's where people ask me, how do you record so many content? I tell them, listen, some people love to edit. Some people don't like to edit. I don't like post-editing. I just don't. Okay. For me, sitting in front of a computer for hours trying to cut out every but, you know, whatever. Do I have any fancy equipment? I actually do not. I said this in the beginning. I started off with my Apple earphones and an app called Anchor, which is completely free. Hey, Rizik. And I just basically bought these mics, Behringer mics for $30. That's it. That's all I ever got. And then you can link that using if you want to use a mic and you want to connect that to your computer, get something called an audio interface. There's some really cheap ones. Go on eBay. I think I got mine for $30. It's a Focusrite and I still use it. It's this thing here. I don't know if you guys can see that. I don't want to cut off the volume, this thing. It's an audio interface, which basically connects my mic to my computer. The whole thing caught me $60. Anchor. Yeah. So my first podcast was literally a guy. I think he's still on here. Chris, are you still here? Chris dropped out. Anyway, it was me with a friend of mine and we just talked.
And I love Anchor. I love Anchor.
Yeah. So Anchor is a free app. You guys can basically use it. And what's really great, it distributes all your content out. We also have Ahmed Hijazi from Podio. Podio is also a great network as well. There's a lot of networks out there where you can upload and they distribute for you. One thing about Anchor, you do need to be wary about. I always tell people that if you, so Anchor will distribute to all your sites for you, like Apple and Spotify and Overcast and stuff, but it won't create the accounts for you, right? So if you ever leave Anchor, you will lose your content. So what I did is I went and actually created accounts on places I cared about, like Spotify, like Apple. So if I do ever leave Anchor, which maybe I will one day, I still will keep my content. So that's kind of always tell people, like, always be wary about these things, the fine print. You don't want to one day, you know, go host it somewhere else and then lose your content. But yeah, in terms of equipment, guys, my equipment has been dirt cheap till today. The only expensive thing I have is my camera, and I literally just got that a few months ago, not that long. So when I first started out, hey, Yvonne's been one of the biggest supporters of the podcast. And yeah, so that's basically it, guys. $60 was my entire setup, and I still use it till today. So no need to think about equipment.
Hassan, quick question. Did you see any, say, rise in listeners when you started doing the video content?
Yeah, actually, it was with it's
the
crazy.
Audio? It's curious to see.
It's crazy. The second I started releasing on YouTube, my podcast numbers went up. Ahmed, thanks so much, bro. I really appreciate it, man. I'm trying my best, man. thanks, Yvonne, man. Yvonne, we got to do one, me and you next, yeah? In terms of the numbers, the moment I started doing YouTube, because in the description, I'll have all the links to Spotify, Apple, and whatever, right? I drive traffic to there, and my numbers have gone up. So now I'm getting, I don't know, let's say 50, 60 views on YouTube, and then my numbers on Apple, Spotify, Podio all have gone up simultaneously. Maybe people go there, and then they see the content, and they're like, oh, maybe we want to listen. But there is a relation there. So I do tell people, I started out my first 59 episodes. Sorry, my first 49 episodes were all audio only. I didn't have video, I didn't have a camera, nothing. And I felt that did that constrain me? Maybe, but definitely with.
I think it's a good way to start, by the way. I think that's just to khalas, get it out there. Yeah. And once you're confident, you can
If you can get your audio the way you like it to be, video will fall into place. It's not that hard, right? And especially because video equipment's not cheap, right? You're going to need a DSLR camera or you need a video camera. We're talking about $600, $700. Maybe even you go a bit cheaper. Why? You don't need that to create this content. I told you, I set up everything for $60.
Yeah.
And I still use it till today. And all I did was add the element of video. But up until episode 50 episodes, out of my 61 episodes out there, or 62 episodes, I've been audio only, and that's fine. What you can do is, what I did is I did things called audiograms. So for guys who are wondering about content, you can take a picture, you can overlay it with a soundbar. It's not complicated. If I could learn it, and I'm the least creative person in the world, anyone can learn it. You download like Adobe Premiere, watch a tutorial. It's super easy to do. You create like a picture, and it has an audio bar on it. And then that becomes a video content. So that way, you've taken your audio and you've converted it into video, and that can become your social media post. And I did that. By the way, I want to get your take on it. What do you think about? Are you a TikToker? You're on TikTok?
I don't use it myself. I don't have any content, but I've been exploring it. I think I'm being honest with them. You know, I don't think I skipped the whole Snapchat thing. So Snapchat, when it first launched, I saw Best Buy them for like 3 years. I just stopped using it. Mm-hmm. TikTok, I downloaded just to check it out. I think I'm being honest. So in the beginning, say like really exploring it 3 weeks ago. So I did think it was a bit like, I'm like, oh, it's so much for my brain to handle people dancing. But then I just realized for some, I'm being honest, I'm like, how do people, and maybe I'm like in my mid-30s, but it's like, how do people can be on so many different social media platforms at the same time? I just don't know. And by the way, I get stressed for influencers who have that pressure that, oh God, here it goes, I have to be on another platform. I don't know how they handle it, but it is exhausting. But as a user, what I recently realized, especially the last, say, 3 days, and I think I'm like a social media anthropologist, so I like to see, oh, okay, this is interesting. I think the TikTok interface is much better than Snapchat in a sense where when you go to the discover section, they have interesting, like, okay, COVID information area. They have really cool, and by the way, what I like, they're adapting, I think, more quickly than Snapchat in terms of, like, they started as a TikTok Middle East. They started this, like, daily thing, like, TikTok with a live with one of the famous person, yeah, Mabarif, all over the Middle East. So they quickly adapted to create content while working with brands. You can see this.
One thing I'll give to TikTok, yeah, and guys, I'm going to give you some, yeah, it's not inside information. Yeah. It's going to give you some of my professional understanding and my analysis of TikTok. TikTok's algorithm, I think, is one of the greatest algorithms right now. Yeah. Those who are watching and wondering how to crack that TikTok algorithm, I'm still learning myself. So yeah, I wanted to, the reason I brought up TikTok because I want to talk TikTok for podcasters. It's, yeah, so I'm not the type, and maybe people are out there, another type that, oh, we're gonna dance or we're gonna do something silly or whatever, right, for the views. I'm not gonna do it. It's not, yeah, me. It's not authentic to me. It's just not who I am.
Yeah.
But then I started realizing that TikTok, you can actually put a lot of very serious content. One of my most performing videos on TikTok, and I'm not saying I'm a TikTok influencer, I'm not. It got 15,000 views, which I think is not bad. It got 15,000 views, was a clip of a podcast where I was actually on someone else's podcast, and I was talking about a very difficult time in my life, a time in my life where I had hit rock bottom, a time in my life where, you know, I just was in a bad place. And that one got 15,000 views, and I saw that maybe people want authentic content even on TikTok, but it's, yeah, just about, for example, that hit 15,000 views, and then I post something else that only got 400. So it's the algorithm, yeah, is weird. So I tried reverse hacking the algorithm on TikTok. Ahmed, thanks a lot, bro. Thanks a lot for being here. By the way, if you do have any stats on the current COVID situation, mm-hmm, on podcasts, please do release it. Guys, if you don't know what Podio is, check it out. It's a great platform. My podcast on there. And Ahmed, I will send you the updated artwork because I'm loving it. It's my favorite artwork. So the algorithm on TikTok goes like this, right? Yeah. You have, yeah, Ahmed, let's record a TikTok episode for podcasters. All right, let's do it next week. I'll hit you up. Yeah, we'll do one. We'll talk about it. So the algorithm goes like this, right? For everything you do on TikTok, the reaction it gives you points. It's a point-based system. For example, a like gives you, let's say, a point. A reshare gives you 2 points. A watch again, that's really big for TikTok. When you watch again, maybe, yeah, 3 points. When you, and then, so every time you drop a piece of content on TikTok, it basically starts to tier the audiences, right? So let's say you drop it, and within, let's say, the first 10 minutes or something, you get 100 points based on the system. Then it will tier it to a secondary audience. And then if you do more there, it tiers to a third audience. I think you have to go through 3 tiers of audiences before you hit the viral. That's kind of, yeah, how it works. So people out there who are wondering how TikTok works, your job is to try to get your first 100 points or something within that first essential. That's what, yeah, you have to do. Once you do that, your content will tier.
But do you follow anyone? Do you watch anyone on TikTok?
Yeah. Funny enough, I'm 31 years old. Hey. I could spend an hour on TikTok. It flies crazy.
Who do you watch?
Thing is, it's just mind numbing. I'm just sitting there scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And it's really interesting to see, because I'll start off with, like, because I follow Gary Vee, right? Go from Gary Vee, then the, yeah, algorithm will throw me on some other guy who's talking motivational. Then he says something there, then it'll throw me. End up finding yourself on a piece of content that has nothing to do with the original piece of content you watched. It's been really interesting. Anyway, I do want to wrap this up. Guys, if anyone has, yeah, any questions for me, as in on podcasts, setting a podcast, starting a podcast, ask us now. If not, we're going to wrap this up. I think we've been recording for around 50 minutes, so not bad.
Oh my God. Oh, that's quick.
By the way, time flies when you record a podcast. Yeah, I've sat down for 2-3 hour podcasts.
And okay, that's crazy. It felt like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's usually how it feels. It's like, yeah, podcasts are, okay, some weird time capsule. You guys, any questions? I think everyone's asked questions. You guys, that's pretty much it for us. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I will be going live tomorrow with another live podcast. With Ryan Bailuni. He is a music producer, to catch us there. Make sure to follow me and Zaina on Instagram. The podcast is called Take This Online. You can find that everywhere. You can find that on Podio, on Anchor, on Spotify, on even on YouTube. So guys, the video content is on YouTube as well. Apple Podcasts, you can find me there as well. Zaina, I think you're super active on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I post every day. Anything media, yeah, so you can, yeah, follow me there.
There you go. So check her out on ZTab. That's pretty much it, guys. This is Let's Take This Online, and we are out. Yeah, I go home for the ground. It's second nature to me what you know. I know they're praying that I